Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by David Budd, who's CEO at GeneDrive. How are you today, David?
Yeah, I'm good, Zach.
Right, I've been watching your, I've been entertained by your other interviews, so hopefully this will not disappoint. Could you just tell me where you are in terms of GeneDrive and what it's doing at the moment?
Sure. So we announced the development of two coronavirus tests, one for high-throughput central labs, so hospital use, and the other one for community use, or places like care homes and mobile units, things like that. We CE marked our high-throughput, our lab-based product last week. That's after an incredibly quick 8-week development process. So it's now CE marked. We're manufacturing now and we're commercializing. We have distribution in place into India, into Africa, currently establishing it into America as well. And really, we look at the global opportunity for this type of unique product.
Right. I mean, looking at the space you're in, clearly there's a bit of a gold rush on at the moment. Lots of companies with getting on the bandwagon, saying that they're going to do this and they're going to do that. If my understanding is correct, you are amongst the closest to market, or if not ready for market. You have the distribution channels in place, and you have the, let's say, the most simple to use diagnostic test in terms of being basically plug and play, whereas the other ones, it's almost like an assembly kit, let's say. So obviously plug and play is more accurate than an assembly kit, and one which has to be kept cool or doesn't like the sunlight or doesn't like this or doesn't like that. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that perfectly well summarized, actually. I think there's two aspects. One is around technology, and the other is around differentiation in the marketplace. So in terms of technology, we use something called PCR, polymerase chain reaction. And that's an established technology, has been for years, so highly accepted in the marketplace. The other types of coronavirus tests that we come seeing that we see emerging are effectively antibody or antigen tests, another category, sort of new emerging category. And neither of those things have really found their feet yet in terms of coronavirus testing. Absolutely unclear about the role that they will play ultimately in helping us manage this. The role of PCR, I think, is clear and defined. So I think from a technology standpoint, we feel we're on very firm footing. In terms of differentiation of product, the testing that's being done out there today, as you mentioned, really is laboratories trying to prepare things themselves, putting reagents together, buying reagent packages from diagnostic companies. What we've created is something that actually is truly unique. It is plug and play, as you said, ready to go, as we say. It is a final format product that you just place into the patient sample, put on a PCR machine, and you get 100 samples back in the next hour and a half or so. And there is nobody out there, not only in the UK, but globally, that have that type of product. So absolutely unique.
Right. So presumably the recent interviews you're doing and the offensive you're coming up with over recent days is to differentiate yourselves from other people in the market and to show, hopefully, to investors and to buyers of your product that you're the person or you're the people to go for. Clearly, it's a crowded space. Do you see that the differentiation as being the most difficult part of your job?
First of all, I probably wouldn't characterize it as an offensive. Probably not my style.
A charm offensive.
Well, listen, as you know, we just raised £8 million, which closed earlier this week. And realistically, while you're doing that process, you are supposed to stay a little bit quiet. Now that that's been completed and the shares have been admitted, now we have the freedom to talk about what we've been doing. And I think it's amazing what we've done, right? We have developed a truly unique product in the span of 8 weeks. Diagnostic products typically take a year and a half longer to develop. And it's absolutely unbelievable what we've been able to do. So if it's a charm offensive, then I think we're just proud of what we've done. We're proud of the speed. We're proud of the quality of the product that we've been able to deliver, and we think that we are able to offer something genuinely different, right? And it's not really about, I would say, us versus someone else. Like we don't need to steal market share from somebody else to drive a good business. we have a product that is unique in terms of how it works. It will have a higher reproducibility than other products. It doesn't require any user preparation. The errors that people would make won't exist anymore. We're able to produce at what effectively is an industrial scale through an industrial process, and we can feed the world with that type of product, right? So I think we've got every right to be happy and pleased with what we have.
Clearly, there are other companies which are in the frame, which are on the stock market at the moment. And speaking from a sort of a retail investor perspective, it's difficult for them to work out who's going to be the winner and who's going to be the loser over the longer term. Obviously, judging by market cap, some companies have got off to a flying start over the last couple of months. And let's say you played it more sort of softly. Do you expect with your product and the way you're going forward now to then be up there with let's say the leaders in this space?
Well, I think we haven't had to hype around our technology because our technology is accepted, right? You don't have to think theoretically about whether we can make a product that's going to work. So we haven't gone down that path. Other companies, to some extent, as I mentioned earlier, it is more speculative than what we're doing, right? We don't know if antigen testing has a role to play. We don't even yet know if antibody testing has a role to play. Just not speaking from a business perspective, but from a personal perspective, I really do hope that antibody testing does have a role to play, because it's one of the things that we all need to get back to, back to normality. But coronavirus itself, the disease, the way it manifests, hasn't yet shown that it's going to have a role to play. So I think we feel very comfortable that we've developed a test, we've been on a technology that's accepted, and we can now export that to the world, and that's a positive thing for us.
David Budd, CEO at Gene Drive, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.